I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it is pretty safe to say that most of us were quite glad to see the end of 2020. But despite a cosmic plea for 2021 to be different, it turns out that just because it's a new year, that doesn't mean everything is magically better. 2021 has gotten off to a rocky start. Insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, the pandemic is still raging. But despite the ongoing challenges, the resiliency of the human spirit continues to shine. As we enter a new year, VPR wanted to know what brought you some solace or a little bit of joy in 2020. What helped you get through? Your responses certainly brought us some joy, and here is some of what you said.
My name is Naomi, and I live in St. Albans with my family. I am calling about my baby girl, Lila, who you can hear in the background. Lila was born on April 10th. At the height of Vermont's first COVID wave. And despite so much uncertainty and anxiety leading up to her being born, her character is really quite the opposite. She's a sweet and round-faced, happy child and has a cherished air of innocence and hope to her. She finds delight in all the simple things, her brother's voice, the cat walking by, wiping his tail in her face, egg shakers, spoons, me doing push-ups, the wind blowing in her face, and this delight that she finds in so many things reminds us all to do the same. With a little giggle, she is able to erase or at least lighten temporarily any sadness or stress or anger or fatigue or uncertainty, and really just reminds me to be present in and grateful.
My name is Matthew LaFleur. I'm from Albert, Vermont. What brings me some comfort is music. I love music. Anything to keep me running, anything to keep me going with workouts and stuff. That's my comfort. And why is my comfort? That's my comfort because a person with autism myself, of color with disability, that's my way to, you know, to express my feelings. That's the way that I keep the pandemic COVID-19 from on my mind.
This is Judy Scott in St. George, Vermont. During these difficult days of the COVID pandemic, I have sometimes felt despair. Someone I love suggested to me keeping a gratitude journal. I started it, but it soon evolved into something a little different. I don't focus on any things I'm grateful for, though there are many, and I don't write anything down. Instead, I try to find some time every day to think about some individual. Most days, it's someone I respect and admire. Someone who brings stimulation and joy and comfort into my life. I feel grateful that that individual is here. I let their goodness just wash over me. Sometimes, though, it's someone I actively dislike, someone whose actions seem to me to promote harm and conflict. Even though I'm not grateful that they're in my life, I think about how ill-prepared that person must be to deal with the difficulties of their own life. I remember how ill-prepared I have sometimes been, that I have sometimes handled my own difficulties badly, with hurtful consequences. Thinking about a person in whom I can find so little goodness is powerfully humbling. It brings up in me a profound sense of gratitude that I have opportunities before me to learn, to be understanding, to be kind and helpful.
Those were the voices of Naomi Wilkett McCausland, Matthew LaFleur, and Judith Scott, talking about how they are finding some joy in these unprecedented times. If you would like to share your thoughts about what's bringing you comfort, big or small, we'd love to hear from you. You can send a voice memo to joy@vpr.org or call and leave us a message at 802-778-0914. And this story was produced by Brittany Patterson.